there. Welcome to another episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. My name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host and founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com that brings you this podcast. This week I have a special podcast series where I bring back Linda Armstrong, who is a certified emotion, body, and now belief code practitioner. And we're going to go into Dr. Bradley's belief code a little bit deeper. And in this video, I want to talk about what the difference is, how the belief code can go at subconscious beliefs and what's going on with conscious beliefs. And before we get started with Linda, I just want to remind you that yesterday, our first part of the series was addressing Dr. Bradley Nelson's belief code. What's that all about? Why is that significant? Why is it so fascinating? And then tomorrow, the next video is going to be Linda and I doing a live session about limiting or subconscious beliefs about aging, which I know we all got this stuff running. You can't help but have it in a world full of marketing telling you to look younger, do this, do that, the other thing. We got stuff running that is not helpful. So, Linda, welcome back.
Happy to be here. I love talking about this stuff with you.
I know. I do, too. It's great stuff. And again, for our usual listeners, the belief code we got calibrated over at consciousnesscalibrations.com is clocking in at about 360 on the map of consciousness, which is the same energy as the topic of healthy, the holistic, you know, definition of healthy energetically is 360. So Linda, we did a couple of belief code sessions now, and I was getting a little frustrated about stuff. And then when you said to me, you can't get rid of conscious beliefs, I'm like, oh. So could you please tell us what Dr. Bradley Nelson said about conscious beliefs versus subconscious beliefs and how the belief code can help with them or not?
Right. Well, the belief code is pulling out subconscious beliefs, things that you don't know are there. That's why sometimes they're surprising. You're like, what? I thought, you know, like I've been working on that. I thought I got that, but you didn't. Okay. Yeah. But, well, maybe you did for different reasons, because you can have a belief that affects you in different areas connected to different things, okay? But the thing about the conscious beliefs is you have to make conscious effort to get rid of them, right? So whatever that belief might be that you keep telling yourself consciously over and over again, that's something you have to work on for yourself to release that, to find either a different way of speaking to yourself, could be as simple as that, right? Or just changing behaviors that would totally relate to whatever that belief was, right? You have to make an effort to make the change when you consciously know that this is there.
Yeah.
That's basically what he said.
Right. So, and I noticed that I was getting grumpy about conscious beliefs I had still showing up. And then you told me this. I'm like, oh, crap. I have to do work. And I think the point of raising your level of consciousness or self-awareness on any topic requires exercises in self-awareness and paying attention. Like, what are you thinking? What's your mindset? I mean, maybe Linda, I mean, is there a way to go out about through the emotion code where you could release trapped emotions that are kind of fueling this conscious belief or not?
Well, sure, because it could be you consciously know you have this thing going on because it keeps repeating all the time. You could see it, right? You know that this, you know that you think this way and this way is showing up, right? Yeah. So, yeah, you can have emotion code, body code sessions even. There's a lot of stuff energetically within the body code that can be picked apart with that because everything's energy anyway. So a lot of the physical stuff always has all this emotional stuff attached to it. So, yeah.
Okay. So there's that. And then I want to just bring up something else because it came up in my newsletter from consciousnesscalibrations.com that had to do with you can pray and ask for things. but they don't show up for you, because you may at another level have to bring it to your own awareness and say, I see this now. This is what's going on with me for sure. I'm like, okay, I had to dig deep. What's going on here? I have to bring it up and have willingness to let it go and pray that I can have help letting go too. I mean, there's that, but anyway, I did want to bring that up. So anyway, that's it, I think, unless you want to add anything else, Linda, to this.
No, I think that pretty much covers okay. it.
That was a quickie. Yep. Conscious beliefs you got to deal with. Subconscious ones can be dealt with through belief code sessions with Linda Armstrong or any certified emotion code, body code, belief code practitioner. And if you want to hook up with Linda, you can go to themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/Linda Armstrong, all one word. You can schedule an appointment with her, or you can go catch up to all of our playlists about this fascinating topic at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/emotion code, all one word. That's it. Next up is our live session about letting go of subconscious beliefs that we all hold, especially in today's mass market of trying to stay youthful and young. Whatever we hold about aging, we're going to get rid of, see what's inside of me. That'll be fun. Thanks for joining us, Linda.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you in the next video. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, Tools for Transformation, High Vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.